Chapter 1. Answers to the Test. Following the battle update brief, Bub, Cajun 6 told Cajun 5 he expected the Joint Task Force, JTF, to publish the order for the defense in the afternoon, but not to wait for it. "Tell the staff to start gathering the tools," Cajun 6 said. "Be ready to give me an initial look when I get back from Battlefield Circulation, BFC, with the Gators, near Batur, Razorbacks, at Sangari, and Nutria, near Self Airfield. In the meantime, we need to continue to press the attack until we hold defensible terrain." After the commander departed, Cajun 5 turned to the rest of the staff members and told them to put out the word that the staff would gather in the plans tent at 1400 hours to start the military decision-making process, MDMP. Meanwhile, they were to gather the tools and come ready to plan. One of the assistant S3s, AS3s, a young pre-career course captain who joined the section 3 weeks earlier, raised his hand and asked the XO, "What does gather the tools even mean?" "Start asking higher headquarters for draft products and update your running estimate," replied Cajun 5. The S3 added, "That also means updating the overlays, gathering map markers, dry erase markers, cleaning off the expired products, and reviewing the Brigade Combat Team, BCT, Planning Standard Operating Procedure, PSOP." Rarely does one receive answers to a test beforehand. However, the Army, as a learning organization, uniquely provides both the answers and trainers to assist with successful exercises, test-taking. The following are suggested ways to enhance and gain MDMP efficiency and effectiveness. Outcome focus. Focus on the outcome of each step of the process so you are efficient with your work. This helps prioritize your time to get the most important things done first and keeps you focused on relevant information and work that has a purpose in the MDMP. Phased operation. Treat the MDMP like a phased operation. While executing the current step, you are also setting conditions for the transition to the following step. For example, during mission analysis, MA, the staff is focused on analysis, but someone is also responsible for preparing the products necessary for the start of course of action, COA development, such as blank synchronization matrices, sync mats, blank acetate for operations graphics, blank decision support matrices, DSMs, etc. Planning standard operating procedure. Like gathering the tools for war game, units benefit from gathering tools for the MDMP, a unit-tailored PSOP that prescribes formats and mediums for presentations or commanders' touchpoints facilitates efficient and effective communication between commanders and staffs. Units attempting to develop a format in stride with MDMP execution will inject an unnecessary level of difficulty to the overall process. This is especially disadvantageous during parallel planning and when time is of the essence. Commanders and staffs must consider whether to develop analog or digital products, how the commander best receives information, and whether the unit can sustain that process in an expeditionary or large-scale combat operations, LISCO, environment. Timeline. To the best possible extent, provide the staff team a measure of predictability. When are the deliverables due? When are the rehearsals? What is the impact of a shift in the brigade's timeline? Time, task, and schedule management. Time, task, and schedule management at different levels of the organization is a problem that can be difficult but is solvable. However, it is harder than just saying, use the one-third, two-thirds rule. The XO's timeline must account for all the internal requirements of each step of the MDMP. One can make all the changes they want to the MDMP process, but failing to articulate time management challenges at echelon results in lower-level units, down to the ones fighting the plan, struggling to give effective orders. Presumptive planning. Presumptive planning is a good thing. If you do not know a piece of required information to keep planning, then assume and drive on. Do not waste time waiting. The best-case scenario is that you save time for the line companies to rehearse. The worst-case scenario is your staff must adjust its work if the assumption is incorrect. Once a staff makes an assumption, they must figure out how to confirm or deny that the assumption is valid. Staffs cannot make an assumption and move on without verification. Understand the commander's process. Staffs must understand how the MDMP supports the commander's process of understand, Visualize, describe, and direct UVDD lead/assess. Duties and responsibilities. Have clearly defined duties and responsibilities for your staff non-commissioned officers, NCOs, so they know their responsibilities in the MDMP. NCOs, when incorporated into the planning team, can bring years of experience into the MDMP. Digital or analog? Digital capabilities should be maximized to build, confirm, and rapidly distribute planning products. Digital capabilities enhance parallel planning efforts, allow for rapid information exchange, and assist with the development and refinement of unit fighting products. Analog capabilities should not be shunned. A loss of network or power generation capabilities requires immediate transition to analog planning actions. The current 21st century battlefield demonstrates the need to be able to operate in degraded and denied environments. Planning at pace. You must execute a detailed operations process at the pace required in a decisive action training environment. The following are helpful tips. Maintain and follow a detailed timeline throughout the planning process. Integrate external units and enablers into the operations process early. Define, establish, and maintain an analog/digital common operational picture, COP, and staff running estimates, which allow for a continuous operations process. Establish a battle rhythm that supports the development of shared understanding and integrates the MDMP to enable a continuous operations process. Capture key do-outs/updates from the BCT combined arms rehearsal, CAR, and disseminate appropriately. Fill in the blanks. Many doctrinal charts/tables depict the MDMP as a series of sequential steps leading to a terminal objective, the operation order, OPORD. However, if in the current step you develop or have information or answers to a later step, then fill that into the appropriate chart, etc. Do not wait until the actual step to do this. This saves you time during the following step so you can issue the OPORD faster to your subordinates. Again, think of the MDMP as a phased operation. During the current phase, the focus is on accomplishing the main purpose, yet other actions are also taking place in parallel and to set conditions for a following phase. Unit fighting products. Emphasize creating your products. Many commanders have 3 to 5 fighting products they want to use. The staff must create the format for these products and have the commander approve them. Add them to the unit standard operating procedure, SOP, once approved, preferably before planning starts, but as early as possible. Have those formats available at the beginning of planning so staff members can fill them in as they develop inputs throughout the MDMP. Doctrinal briefing agendas. Use Army doctrinal briefing agendas, see Field Manual FM60 Appendix B, as they are given. They are time-tested, including all pertinent information in a logical sequence that builds context from the big picture down to individual tasks. Audiences expect to receive this information in this order. When you deviate from that order, you may impact your audience's ability to understand and you may begin getting numerous questions because of the lack of context. They may also think that something you moved to later in the brief was left out. Parallel planning. Units subordinate to the BCT must conduct parallel planning. There is not time to wait. This is particularly true for BCT enabler units such as the Brigade Engineer Battalion, BEB, Brigade Support Battalion, BSB, Cavalry, CAV Squadron, and Field Artillery FA Battalion, BN.